I spend a lot of time overseas. One particular country that I do quite a bit of work in is noted for having one of the cleanest, most crime-free cities in the world, one of the highest standards of living, and among the highest per capita GDPs in the world. It is also true that they have lots of rules and there are fines for just about everything, from carelessly dropping trash on the sidewalk to chewing gum. That's a lot of rules. One thing that they do that shows a clear understanding of calling it is that in the local newspaper, anyone who has broken one of those public rules gets their picture put in the paper with a description of what they did. How embarrassing! Yet it works. Why so strict? Because this country is a tiny island city-state with about 3 million people compressed into a very small area. In their desire to become an economic power, to support the economies of Asia, and to be the beacon of enterprise and finance, the founding fathers felt that discipline would make them strong in a sea of chaotic development. As another example, I have a client who is the flagship airline for that same country whose code is very tight as well. That is why they boast one of the best safety records in the world and have been voted the best airline in nearly every category year after year. They absolutely will not tolerate anything less than the best, from the equipment to the service to the behavior of its staff. Breaches of the code are handled quickly, directly, and very quietly. The spirit of this airline is amazing. Those who work there are incredibly proud and work extremely hard. Why? Because they call something else as well. They post, publish, and circulate the pictures and stories of staff members throughout the organization who get caught doing something well, who are actually caught upholding and strengthening the code. For example, a staff person who provided local transport for a distressed passenger who missed his flight. Another team member who worked beyond normal hours and helped finance the reunification of a family separated by a tragedy. A ground staff person who offered her home as a sanctuary during a time of unrest while the family was attempting to leave the country. These stories and pictures are circulated to every staff member around the world. There is even a series of awards that are given each year to those who exemplify the code in this manner. I study these situations because they are great examples of the principle that the tighter the code, the higher the performance.